Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Beis. Menachos Daf Beis, we start a new world within the larger world of Seder Kachim, but a new world, and as we had a Hakdama to Maseches Vachem, let's talk a little bit in general about Kachim and review some of the items that we mentioned on Daf Beis and Zvachim, and then we'll get into some of the details here of Maseches Menachos. The Chafetz Chaim has a couple of Hakdamas where he discusses the importance and the significance of learning Seder Kachim, and now before we start the next major step in Kachim, and that's Menachos, let's review a little bit his Akdama of, he has Akdama of the Sifas Sekenim, which is the Achronim that he edited and that he put together, and also Likuti Halachas, which is the Halacha L'Maisa Sefer, that the Chavis Chaim writes, where he says that the Rif did not write a Rif on all the Masechtas related to Kachim, so he wrote his type of Rif, and the Akdama Rishona of his sefer Likuti Halachas, he writes that the Torah is compared, as we know, to Hanechmadim Izav Mipazrav Musukim Mitvash Venofet Sufim. It's greater than gold. It's more desirous than gold and more sweet than honey. He says, why dafka honey and gold? So says the Chafetz Chaim of Yiro. Kipo Binyane Olam Yishnei Minei Dvarim Tovim. In this world, in Olam Hazeh, there are two good things. There are two valuables. Echad mitzad ashivui, one mitzad, its inherent worth, its objective worth, it could be valuable. Echad mitzad mitikusa, and one might not be so valuable, but it's sweet and it's delicious. Right? You have two types. The hainu zahav upazrav, you have gold, you can't eat gold. Try to eat gold, it's not going to taste so good, and it's not going to be delicious, but its value is objective value is amazing. Eno matok lau. V'dvash, honey is the opposite. U'davar matok, aval eino shavik al kach. Not so expensive. But Torah seinu akadosha yesh bashte ma'alos. Tehainu, sheshove rav ma'od yoser mizav upaz. The Torah is even more valuable than gold. Umitikusa, yigam ken yoser midvash v'nofet sufim. And the sweetness of Torah is even greater than anything sweet. And Torah has both objective and how it tastes to us. V'akavana, sheyesh ba'or chach bir chachmas ha'torah koch matikus. And he quotes other midrashim, but then he quotes Yadua sheyesh b'teva advash koach hamatikus gadol, but honey has something negative. Adshim yipolba, it not something negative. That's good. We'll get to that later. But Hashem, but something different. Sheyipolba is a davar lechem or basav echadom evshishtaba, as the Gemara mentions. Something goes into honey after a couple of days, weeks, months, years, it turns into honey. Honey is mishane, the item that falls into it. We had this in Masechet Avodah Zarah, if you remember. Even if an iser falls in, that's the power of honey. It changes the item that falls in. And that's what the koach of Torah is. Koach of Torah is mishane who we are. We fall, we jump into a bowl of honey and a bowl of Torah, then we come out different. We come out. If before and after Zvachim, before and after Menachos, we should be different people. Imadam shokid al atoru mizdavik bakaroi, and it sticks to us. Afilum teva nafshoi mitchila rama od koach haTorah mitaharaso. If we learn Torah properly and not only go through Torah but have Torah go through us, right? That is something that is something very special. That's also some the Bali Musar. I think I once mentioned that said that's why we dafke emphasize honey on Rosh Hashanah. Honey on Rosh Hashanah and salt. There's a balance of honey and salt. Honey changing who we are. What does salt do? It's the opposite. Salt preserves. Salt takes a cucumber and it lasts longer. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to preserve on Rosh Hashanah. We want to change. We want to become new. And that's why Dafka, the emphasis of Rosh Hashanah is honey, while some have salt also, some don't have salt, whatever the minhag is, good. But that's in general Torah. But then, of course, he goes into specifically the world of karbanos. Hashoneh bohen b'karbanos ap bizman hazeh hu chashav kilu hikr v'karbanos mamish. And he writes, he says, we have to get ready for Mashiach. Now, we talk about Tzipisal Yeshua, and we talk about the details of the hope that we have to have. But besides the hope, there's a lamaisa. There's a lamaisa to get ready. Mashiach is going to come, and then we're going to say, okay, what do we do now? What do we do now? If we're really preparing for it, if we really hope to have it soon, then we have to make sure that we are ready for it. Have a Gemara Maseches Megillah. Sorry, I forgot. Va'od Sheila, and then he quotes. He says, "Hagidun Oli, Hano Anu Mechakim Umitzapin Becholais Albiyas Hamashiach Sheyavo Bimheir Yamenu." Ugamosha Ana Omrim Gimel Pan Bechol Yom Alkin Akavol Chasham Elokeinu Liras Meiros Verses Echa. We say in Aleinu, "V'nishma Ba'azenu Mashanu Midaber Belashem Elokeinu Befinu." We hear in our ears what we say to Hashem. Kim Anmam Be'emes Anu Mechakim Bimheira Labiyas Mashiach Zekenu. If we dafka hope for it, but Vaday Hayetzor Kalecha Lizaris Ba'atzmo Lahavin Liba. Ladaz in Yani Mikdash Avoda. We have to focus on getting ready. Uvipralafi Godel Mitsukos Hazman Shematsui Keis Baolam Baavorsenu Arabim. Before World War II, Kiman is Kaimo Kala Simanim Sheskiru Chazal Beiskir Vagula. All the Simanim have taken place. All the Tsaris, all the Gogumagos, says the Chavos Chaim, for sure took place already. He says, what's going to happen? Mashiach's going to come, and then we're not going to know anything. V'kama Busho Chlima Yagiyalanu. Uz Kishalo Neida Malahashiv. We're not going to know, as he's emphasized before. Tishva Bayos, not the Dvarim Shebrurim. Right line from the Sefer Chasidim. Gam milvad kol eila inyanim. How many people in yeshivas learn Maseches Menachos? How many people? Okay, maybe the little too prakam about tefillin, or at least tefillin and tzitzis, I should say. So that's what he talks about, and there's a lot more here that he mentions, and he talks about why in some Gemaras you get the impression that they might not have learned Seder Kachim. But either way, says the Chavos Chaim, we have to do our best. Again, there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll refer to it again throughout the Masechta. Again, there's Hakdama Rishona, Hakdama Shnia, there's a Psicha, there's a lot he talks about to get us into it. Okay, but that's in general. Now let's get back to specifically the Masechta Haba Aleinu Latova, Maseches Menachos. Maseches Menachos is again one of the Yesodos, more than 100 dafim, here in Maseches Menachos. By way of introduction, Zvachim was about animal karbanos. That's right, Zvachim. We had 14 prakim there of going from Kol HaZvachim, the two prakim of Kol HaZvachim, and the psulim, and the avodos of the karbanos, and the psulim of the karbanos. And the second half, we got into a lot of bird karbanos. We got into karbanos compared to each other. If you remember, in the 10th parak, The blood of karbanos, what the halacha is, and damchatas, different types of psulim, and then towards the end of the Masechta, we got into shecht and karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, and halachas of bamos, and shrutei chutz. So now we get into, there's a lot of parallel. The first Mishnah here in Menachos is exactly parallel to the first Mishnah in Maseches Vachim. But just before that, we know that there are two types of Menachos that one can bring. There are Minchas Nedava. That's what Parshas Vayikra talks about. All the menachos that are brought as voluntary karbanos. There are five types of minchas nedava. There are it's listed. It's all Torah Shebichsav. This you don't even need Torah Shebalpeh for. The five types. How is it done in terms of the flour? Do you bake it first? Do you break it first? When are the avodos done? That's soles, machavas. It's all based on different types of frying pans. Marcheshes, mafet, tanor has two, chalos and rikikin. So five types of minchas nedava. Different than the minchas chova. Minchas chova, as we know, sometimes somebody has to bring a karban mincha, right? If somebody sinned and they don't have enough money, and it's the type of sin that's an olev yored, type of chatas that's an olev yored, they have to bring a minchas chote. The sota has to bring a karban, right? Not a karban that we would like to bring, but it's a minchas knaos, as it's called. That's also a chova, right? So sometimes there are minchas nedava, sometimes there are minchas chova. These are all yachid. There are also minachas of a rabbim, right? The lechem hapanim, every Shabbos, is an example of a karban mincha. We're going to have to talk about it. Bez Hashem, how does that relate? How does a lechem upon it doesn't look like a regular karban mincha, but it is. What about a karban ha-omer that's brought on Pesach? What about the shtei ha-lechem that's brought on Shavuos? Right? So all of those are examples of minchas. There's minchas sibur, there's minchas yachid, there's chova, there's nadava. There's no such thing as a mincha b'shutfis. Right, one cannot bring a mincha with five different people getting together. If you bring a carbon b'shutfis, we spoke about the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Dvarim in the past, because a mincha symbolizes achdus, symbolizes unity, and that's why either it's one on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael or one person. Right, that's the unity, but not a number of people. It cannot be brought b'shutfis. A carbon mincha generally has two or three components: flour, oil, and sometimes lavona. Sometimes oil. The minchas chote do not have the extra special oil and lavona, but soles, shemen, and lavona. The shemen and the soles, the flour and the oil, are mixed together. Lavona is not. It's put on top. It's an inedible item, but it's put on top, and part of it is hukrav, as we will see. Sometimes water is mixed in a little bit to make it more able to be made into a dough. We're going to have that later on in the Mishnah on Dav Nun Hey Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says there that kol menachas hanivoshos beposhrin. Put in a little lukewarm water to help it to dough become a little more dough-like. But those are the ingredients. How are we makdish the flour? Again, all by way of introduction. So this also, a number of these sugyas came up there in Svachim, how we makdish the mincha. So by an animal, I'm makdish a pepeh. I say, this animal is now a karbon, and it's a karbon. By a mincha, it doesn't work that way. As we mentioned, it has to be in a kli shares. You have to put the flour into a kli shares, and then it can be achieve full kedushas haguf. What is it, a kli shares? We mentioned, we're also going to have it. Is it only metal? Some days hold even wood can be a kli shares. Can't be charis, right? That we had it towards the end of the Masechta, if you remember, why they make the ovens in the Beis HaMikdash. Why they make the metal, because it had to function as a kli shares for the lechem aponim and for the other items that were baked. But what's the svara? Why is it that I can't just be makdish flour like I'm makdish an animal? So we had different approaches. The Ravid at the beginning of Maseches Tamid. The Ravid mentioned, I think I wrote the Ravid. The Ravid mentioned at the beginning of Maseches Tamid, V'haidu taima, de behema la'alter kachei kedushas aguf mishum de la'alter roi la'krava. Ve'ina mechusar ma'isa rabba, elo shchita bovan. Right on when I'm makdashit, it is now roi for avoda, the four avodos of a behema. Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. So right when I'm makdashit, I can now do Shchita. And then Kabbalah, and then Holacha, and then Zrika. Ava Ktores or a Mincha, Ktores Mechuseres Maisaraba, Ktores has to be ground up. Ketisha, Mincha Minachos, Belila. When I makdash the flour, I still have to mix it with oil, Lechatchila. It has to be royal Belila. Right? So therefore, because this Mechuser Maisid has not achieved the Kedusha yet until it's in a Kli Sharis. That is the Raivin. Rav Meir Simcha, the Yar Sameach, in the Chuvis of the Yar Sameach, he has a different shot, which we mentioned a kind of number of times in Zvachim, and that is, what's Mitzaref, all of the particles of flour to each other? When it comes to an animal is one animal. So it's Hukdash. But when I'm makdish flour, I need a combiner, a mechanism to look at all the flour as one, and that's why you need a kli shares. Says the Rav Meir Simcha in Simon Membeis in the Chuvis, in the Chilish Rav Meir Simcha Lashas, Amnam Nira, Da'ach lo kitcha b'kli chaser atziruf, deboy shiri saron lemincha, v'nesachim u'ktores, v'chulu avo behema v'of de nefesh, havi kadosh kedushas haguf, uboy mum, v'of l'avar pinyonavi. So he says it has to be, you have to have a mitzarif. And that's why it is needed. Okay, we just alluded to just two more points, and then we will start the Mishnah. The avodos, just like there are four avodos when it comes to an animal, there are four avodos when it comes to flour. By an animal, I shecht it, I catch the blood, I walk the blood over to the mizbeach, holacha, and then I'm zorek the dam, shchita chobala holacha zrika. By a mincha, you have the same, not the same, but parallel. After I'm makdash the mincha, what do? I do kmitza after I have it in the kli shares. That's prerequisite. I put my hand in, and if I'm a kohen, kohen has to do all of them. Unlike shchita, is kshir bazar, kmitza requires a kohen. All four avodos require a kohen. The kohen puts his hand in, his right hand, he rubs off with his pinky and his thumb, and the flour that is underneath his three middle fingers, that is called the kmitza, that's the kometz, that's parallel to shchita. I put that into another kli shares, machbogas tanoim, let's assume that now, that's parallel to kabbalah. Hagasha, I bring it over towards the mizbeach, Lahagish, and then I'm maktir, then I burn that kometz, that's parallel to the zrika, and then the rest of the karma mincha is mutter for zichrei kahuna to eat. It's kashi kachim, so it's only male kohanim. The rest of it is mutter to eat. That is how a mincha works. If it's the mincha of a kohen himself, the Torah tells us that it has to be all burned on the mizbeach. We're going to learn about, is kemitza done? It's going to be all burned anyway. So you do you do kemitza or not? We'll have to see. But that's the minchas kohen is kalil taktar. It has to be totally burned on the mizbeach. Okay, there's more, but let's leave it for now and let's start the Mishnah itself. Says the Mishnah now. Oh, just one other. Oh, I forgot one other point, and that is this was not on the list. That's why it's there on the list. You remember in Maseches Megillah, remember in the Dafim about the Haman, and he finally comes and he is not so happy, and he's told by Achashverosh, go find Mordechai and put him on the horse and put him and give him the clothes, v'chulu. So what happens there? Remember now we have to learn this, not for Megillah, for Menachos. What does he do? He takes, he finds Mordechai. What are they doing? Mordechai is busy showing all the Rabbanan how to do kmitza. That's, he's starting Hilchas Avodas Beis Hamikdash. He wants the Beis Hamikdash back. So he's starting, but specifically the Gemara says, Kemitza, Megillah Daf Tezayin. Kivan the Chazia Mordechai, Da'afik Lekivlei, once Mordechai saw that he's coming, he tells the other Rabbanan, go hide, he's just coming to kill me, he starts davening, Haman has to wait for him, and he asks him, but my askisu, no, what were you doing with the fingers and the thumbs? I saw you doing something, Haman. We wanted to get a kapara, so we brought a komet, and so we got kapara. That's what he says. So it's all mine anyway. And then the story continues that he puts him on the horse and the bath was learning with them. Is it just an example of Kachim? He was starting to be a base of Mikdash and Haman saw that they had so much emuna that for sure they're going to get the base of Mikdash back? Or is it something specifically about the Kemitza Avoda, a carbon mincha that somehow symbolizes? Somehow, how does it symbolize? Maybe it's the Rashi and Parshas Vayikra. Who brings a mincha? Who can't afford anything except the mincha? From an ani, I'll accept a ki'ilu, it's like a par. Right? So maybe they were saying they were like to be so good for my first Mishnah in Menachos. The last Mishnah in Menachos, which is the symbol, maybe it should be the first, shorter than Zlachim. Zlachim is 120, Menachos is 110. Ne'mar ba'olas behema isha reach nichoach la'ashem. Right, it says by an olas behema, reach nichoach. U ba'olas of, isha reach nichoach. U be'mincha, isha reach nichoach. Whether you're marbe, whether you're mamit, as long as your lave's in the middle. And we like to quote Rabbi Kiva Eger related to that Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Torah starts, right, what are the letters before and after the Beis and the Lamed? Right, before Beis, Lamed, Chaf, and Mem. So the two letters before Beis and Lamed spell out Ach. Right, Ach is always a miut. It's always exclusionary, memait. What are the letters afterwards? Gimel and Mem. Gam. Gam is larabos. Gam is to include. It says Rabbi Kiva Eger, whether you're adding, whether you're doing a lot, whether you're being marbe, whether you're being mamit, ach, or gam, as long as your leaves in the middle. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that is it. And that's a way to start Masechet Menachos, as we realize we're also dalim, we're also poor. We don't have any Beis HaMikdash. Forget the fact we don't have behemoths. We don't even have Menachos. So that's what we daven for. Ki'ilu, Be'ezras Hashem, she give us the schus to study these halachos and Be'ezras Hashem be able to fulfill these halachos very soon. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Might sound very familiar to what we did a few months ago, 4 months ago. Zvachim daf beis. Same exact Mishnah, but only about mincha and not about zvachim. Kol ha-menacha she'nikmetzu shelo lishman. If I do kemitza, any mincha that I did kemitza shelo lishma. What does shelo lishma mean? That the Kohen has a different carbon in mind than he's supposed to. What type of different carbon? So Rashi gives the example. Kagon, she is nadev minchas marcheshes, vevia, vekamsa, Kohen, v'amar, any comments l'shem machvas. Right, two types of carbon minchas. Right, one's a deeper frying pan, one's a less deep frying pan. So the Yisrael gives it to the Kohen to be a marcheshes, and instead the Kohen does it as a, does it l'shem machvas. So, the halacha is, as we learned earlier, kesheros elish la'olo l'bayim l'shem chova. The mincha is kasher, but it does not count to fulfill the obligation of the owner. He has to bring another carbon. Shlo olo l'bayim l'shem chova. Chutz, except for mi minchas chote u minchas kenos. Except for the two minachos that are carbonous chatas, those are pasal. As we learned in Zvachim, a chatas needs to be connected to its obligation and to its owner. And therefore, if it is not brought l'shma, so then it's possible that the minchas chote, as we learn, minchas chote is the different chatoim. What's the minchas chote? The first shidim kubetzas here in the Menachos lits off the minchas chote. Haksuva parshas vayikra, haino achilas kodesh, knisas mikdash, betuma, v'shmias kol, bitis vasayim. Right, there are three averas for an olav yored. Tumas mikdash v'kadashav, and shvuas ha'edus, that Shmias Kol, and Bitu Isfasayim, and that Shvuas Bitu we had, that's Maisi Asiris Oefa, Yenikras Minchas Chote. Okay, a couple of the examples. So, any type of mincha that's a chatas is possible of a shalol l'shma, and Minchas Kenos, the mincha of a sota, that also is in the category of a Minchas Chote, and therefore that will be possible shalol l'shma. Good, we had a machlokes back in Zvachim, and we have the same machlokes here. It's, what does the Kohen have to do? Rashi here, second line of the Masechta. V'amar. The Kamsa Kohen V'amar. Hareini Komen Tlashem Machvas. The Kohen says it. So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. What if he just thinks it? He thinks the wrong, how do we know? He says afterwards, I thought the wrong carbon. That's a question. Is he believed to say that he thought the wrong carbon to ruin somebody else's carbon? Okay, without that, getting into that issue. But there is a machlok that we've shown, and whether Rashi here says Omar, Rashi on the Amid Beis also says Omar on the bottom. But we know this is a machlokas. The Rambam seems not doesn't say beferish Omar. The Rambam seems to say maybe machshava. The Mishnah Lamelech discusses that. The Minchas Chinuch discusses that. If you remember in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in the mitzvah of the Aveira of Pigol, Kuf Mem Dalad, that's where the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. He says, here in, let me just find the line, here it is. Oh, Mishal HaMelech, he summarizes, Hevi Machlokas, we've shown him. I ha-machshavos she-poslim b'kadshim, isagi b'machshava, otzorach davka hotzah b'peh. Ve-hevi arbe deyes, ve-kasav she-nira midas ha-rambam v'arav ha-macharid ha-machshava v'alev sagi. He says, look in the Chinuch, look in the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech says, they don't mention Omar. Ayin sham b'kiyus b'nyonim elu. And then he quotes, what about, he quotes the language of Zvachim Dav Chavtes, Machashi b'kachim. But either way, this Rashi here says Omar. Would you be mechalik between Zvachim and Menachas? Would there be any difference? L'chor, there shouldn't be any chilik, right? A machshava haposelis is a machshava haposelis. But either way, Rashi in a few places in Shas sometimes says Omar and sometimes not. We know, even in the positive, sometimes there's a concept of Lishma. And that also, at least on a lechanchila level, is supposed to be Omar. By tzitzis, right? We have different parts of the process of making tzitzis. Omar. When we tie the tzitzis, right? L'shei mitzvah tzitzis. Right? L'shma. To say it, not just to think it. Right? Or in tefillin. In tefillin, right? Most people don't do their own ibud of the oros, the processing of the hides, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Beis, Tov lahotzi bisvasav, bitchilas ha'ibud, Shehu ma'abdo l'shem tefillin, o l'shem sefer Torah. It's good to say it beferish, to say that I am processing these hides, l'shem tefillin. And once you do that at the beginning, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, v'yoser, ain't sarach lo lahotzi b'sfasav lo lachshav shem misadim l'shma, ela b'tchilasu b'vad, al kala rishon al das rishona hu osev, and therefore as long as you do it at the beginning, right, so that is okay, as long as you do it at the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes, v'hanachon, sheyinagu kena sofrim, l'chadchila, be'eshe mesimim ha'oros l'toch hasid, when they put the hides into that very strong, salty mixture, sheyomru, ani nosin oros elu l'toch hasid, l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. Vani masne, k'sheeretze, what if he wants to use it for mezuzah afterwards, or for tefillin, she'ucha l'shanosa b'chol davar. V'lo kamo sh'nagu ha'sofrim, she'omrim l'shem sefer Torah, tefillin mezuzah, o'shar davar rishus. Does mistafkan achronim mahani. Okay, gets into some of the ibud issues. But either way, we have it by tzitzis, we have it by tefillin, we have it by matzah, right? Whenever l'shma is required in halacha, so the discussion is about verbalizing, what about get? In Evan Ezer, what about writing Lashma by a get? Okay, either way, a couple of issues. So this is the first halacha, as we know, parallel to Zvachim. They are kosher. They do not count L'shem Chova, except for the Minchas Chote, Minchas Kenos, which are pasul. Minchas Chote, Minchas Kenos, Shekematzan Shelo Lishman. What happens if I do these? The kemitza, stage one of the avodah, I do that Shelo Lishma, Nasan Bekliva Halach Vehikta Shelo Lishman, or I do any of the four avodos. Any of the four, kemitza, nesina b'kli, holacha, which is also called agasha, and haktara, shalol lishman, ol lishman v'shalol lishman. Or I do a little bit of it, I do two machshavas. I have lishma and then shalol lishma in mind. O shalol lishma v'lishma. Or the opposite, psulo, that is pasul. As long as part of it is shalol lishma, it is a problem. Ketzad, what's an example? Lishma v'shalol lishman. What's an example of proper kavana? And then, in a proper kavana, l'shem minchas chote, or l'shem minchas nedava. If I think chote, which is what I'm supposed to be thinking, and then minchas nedava, which is what I'm not supposed to be thinking. L'shalo l'shman v'lishman, the opposite, l'shem minchas nedava, or l'shem minchas chote. So, the opposite also is true. So, I have the machshavos aposlos in both categories. If you look in Reb Elchanan, in the second volume of the Kovet Shiurim, he discusses the Tosfos later on in the Masechta, but it relates to the Machshavas Apostles that we're talking about. Tosfos later on, in what's called Perek HaTcheles, that's on Daf Mem Beis, he talks about the fourth Perek here in Menachos, it's called Perek HaTcheles, because it's about tzitzis and the tefillin, and it starts off with the word Tcheles. Tosfos there compares what we were just comparing. He compares the Lishma. Tosfos says that if Rebbe Chanan quotes it, Im Tzava L'Shem Tzitzis U L'Shem Nisayon, What if I have l'shma v'shalol l'shma by tzitzis also? Like by karbanas, it passes. What if I have by tzitzis l'shma l'shem mitzvah and also l'shem, I just want it to, you know, I'm being soveya the treles, right? For something else, psula. Tosfos said this puzzle, midi dahave kemincha, shekamso lishma v'shalo lishma. Tosfos compares lishma by tzitzis, mamish in halacha, to lishma by kemitza of a mincha. And just like we just learned, kemitza of a mincha, if I have lishma v'shalo lishma, it's a problem. So do my tzitzis. Ulefize nire, and then it says Rabbi Chanan, so then we probably would compare it to, let's say, get. Nira, the gam beget shekasvu l'shem gerushin v'gam lehislamed. Let's say somebody writes a get l'shem gerushin and also to practice. Also to practice. L'shem gerushin v'gam lehislamed. Pasul, kimo betzitzes, it'll be pasul too. A low l'shma, even if you also have l'shma, would be a problem. V'shamati mikvon more rabbeinu agon rabchaim alevi zatzal mibrisk. I heard from Rabbi Chana, learned by the Chavetz Chaim and by Rabbi Chaim. See, he quotes Rabbi Chaim, who's a couple of weeks ago was Rabbi Chaim's 100th yard site, right? He was nifter in 1918. So in the summer, it was just a few weeks ago, it was this 100th yard site. So he heard from Rabbi Chaim that he finds difficulty with this Tosfos. You're comparing the machshavos ha-post, we just did also, just just in general, klali. But Tosfos is comparing it in terms of halacha. You're comparing a machshava, l'shma l'shem tzitzis l'shem get, to machshavos ha-postlos when it comes to kachim. Wait a minute. De'ein raya mimincha l'tzitzis. De'pasol shalo l'shmo be'kachim, eino mishum chisorad machshavos l'shma. Is l'shma a positive requirement to have l'shma? Or is shalol lishma a posel? So that's a difference. Says Reb Chaim, they're different. By tzitzis, there's a requirement to have lishma. You also have shalol lishma? Okay, big deal. You don't care about that. You have what you need. By kachim, the machshava stains and posels the karban. How can you can't compare the two? The psul shalol lishma b'kachim, eino mishum chisar machshavas lishma. De'ein sarach lachshov lishma b'kachim. V'had de mifsal b'mechashev shalol lishma, mishum di machshava haposeles. Kamo machshavas pigol v'chuslim komo. A machshava of shalol lishma ruins the karban. There is no, says Reb Chaim, positive requirement to think lishma. After all, stama lishma. Right, you don't need a positive lishma. Shalol lishma apostles, unlike tzitzis and get. Where you would say, no, that is, you need a positive lishma. Aval betzitzis shet tzva'an shalol lishman, kol psulanu mishum chisaron lishman. Ve'netam mishum de machshava shalol lishman poselas bahen. Ve'kivin shet tzva'an lishman v'shalol lishman, hara yesh bahen machshava lishman v'sagi b'achi. So you think Reb Chaim found a lot of difficulty with the Tosfos. So Reb Elchanan says, u'liyashiv divya Tosfos, well, you have to say, it must be that you have to put the two together more. You have to think, the gam bekachim, the mifsli b'machshavah shalol lishman, hasha atam mishum chisaron lishman. Rabbi Chanan moves kachim closer to tzitzis and get in Reb Chaim's world. V'ha de kachim below chashav klal, I why stama? Because it's keilu you already had the lishma, not because you don't need lishma. Right? So that's the says Rabbi Chanan what you would have to say because of Reb Chaim's problem. You have to say it is put together and there is a lishma requirement also by kachim. If that's true, though, he just ends off and says, so why does shalol lishma pasul? Reb Chaim says, as long as you have some lishma, it's okay. So if it should be also by kachim. So he says, ein atam mishum machshavas shalol lishma poselas bahen. It's not because shalol lishma pasuls, ela de machshavas lishman eino karaui. De be'inan shehei davar meyuchad rak l'shem zeh bovad. It's a chisaron of the lishma. It's not a shalol lishma posel. Okay, either way, conceptually, had a look at these machshavas. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Haschola in the Gemara ben Achas. Lovely, Lemisna Ella. Why do you have the word Ella? All menachas are kosher shalol lishma. Ella, you leave out that word. Lisnivlo alol bayal l'shem chova. Just say it doesn't count. What is the word Ella emphasizing? So, and the Shimon Kubat says adds in, quotes the Gemara beginning of Psachim. La'olam yishana adam derek tzara. Should always speak in the shortest language you possibly can. Right, you shouldn't, drag on if you don't have to drag on. Right, the Gemara says you could understand it better if it's short. Lo'mi dabra blashin tzara. We'll make a comment about that in a minute. Let's just continue. So Gemara answers, Hakamashvlan, what's the chiddush of the Ella to emphasize Labailim Udula all shem chova? It doesn't count for the Bailim, Ha Mincha Gufa Kshera, to emphasize that the Mincha is kosher. It is kosher, but it doesn't count. Va'asur l'shanuye, it's still kosher, and just because it doesn't count does not mean you can be mishaneh what it's supposed to be. Just because you messed up a little bit doesn't mean, okay, now it's done, I can mess up, do whatever I want. Right? L'havdol is a mashal. Right? Somebody's fleishik and they by mistake take a bite of milchik. Oh, I'm milchik now. Okay, it's all finished. No, he's still fleishik. Right? Okay, I messed up, I'm done. I broke my fast, and now I can eat as much as I want. No, it's still a fast day, and you should minimize. So do we here. I made one mistake. Okay, but then get back on track. Kidderava, da'amarava, ola shachata shalolishma, azalizrak dama shalolishma. Even though I did the shchita shalolishma, I'm not allowed to do the zrika shalolishma. Ibayisayim a svara, ibayisayim a kra. Maybe it's a svara, why you're not allowed to change anymore, and some, maybe it's a pasik. Ibayisayim a svara, what, mishum de mishani ba, kalhani, lishne ba valezel, because you messed up once, you should mess up again? No, two wrongs. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, right? The Gemara asks, if you didn't make a bracha before you started eating, could you make a bracha like in the middle? The Gemara says, yes. Right? Because you didn't, the Gemara says, because you ate some garlic and your breath stinks, you should eat some more garlic. That's the mashal given by the Gemara. See, he did one thing wrong. So don't do another thing wrong. Number one. Number two, v'ibayisei mekro, maybe it's based on a pasuk, motzatz v'asecha d'shmar v'yasisa kasher nadarta l'ashem alkecha nedava, as we'll have in a couple of weeks, in kiseitze, nedava nederhu. Karile neder v'karile nedava. Right, so why is it in the pasuk, it's called a neder and a nedava. Right, those are two different. Neder is on the gavra, nedava is on the animal. So, ela im kamosha nadarta asisa yehe neder, if it's as you promised, then it fulfills your neder, v'imlav yehe nedava, and if not, it could be a nedava. But either way, it's either a neder or a nedava. V'nedava mishari l'shenuye ba, and even if it's a nedava and it does not count for your obligation, could you be mishana? No, you can't be mishana. You have to do every carbon l'shem the carbon, and therefore, one cannot change it. So that's the isser of being mishana. The Achronim, I saw you have to ask an interesting question. The Rambam, we mentioned this Rambam in Zvachim also. The Rambam says if somebody is mechashiv b'kashim, like this Kohen who thinks the wrong thought and he messes up and he's basically mazik. He's mazik this animal because the person has to bring another one. It's like he's being matil mum b'kashim. That's the Rambam's lashon. If he's mechashiv a machshava haposelis in the animal, psuli mekdashim, perakid ches halacha aleph, he's being matil mum b'kashim. So ask the Achronim. We know that if an animal has a mum, there's no further isser to give an animal another mum. It already is a bamum. What? So there's an isser daraisa to be mata mum bakachim. But if it already has a mum, if already it's missing a leg, missing another leg doesn't make it worse. There's no isser a mata mum. So if the Rambam holds that if I'm a chashiv bakachim, it's like being mata mum, so why is there any isser to mess it up afterwards? It's already messed up. It's already bamum. So you have to say it's not really a bamum. Even though it's considered as if you were mitzad the gavra, you were matal mum makachim. But mitzad the animal doesn't have a mum. It still counts l'shem. It couldn't count l'shem the bailim if it was a real bal mum. So you have to say there's a difference, there's a chilek between the gavra who violated kilo the isra of atalas mum versus the animal which does not have a mum yet. The Me'iri, fascinating Me'iri that one can mention, at the beginning of Perkei Avos, right? The Rishim Kubetis here quoted the Gemara in Pesachim. They should always speak, Lolam Yidabar Adam Alashim Ktsara. The Me'iri, at the beginning of Perkei Avos, quotes an opinion, that's not the Pshuto Shalom Mishnah, Asu Siyag La Torah says the Me'iri, a rabbi and a darshan always has to know when to say and what to say and how to say it and when to finish. Asu Siyag La Torah. If you talk too much, says the Me'iri sometimes, then people are just going to turn off. So every Rav and every Darshan has to have that in mind. Asu siyag la Torah. Put a siyag, put a fence on your Torah. Say what you have to say, and that's it. That's why we always try to be 50 minutes and no more, maybe 52, maybe 48, but we try. Besides the fact that we have to daven. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara now, Lema, Masis del Rabbi Shimon. Let's say our mission is against Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says in a brisa, Kala Menachas Shtek Mitzvot Shalosh Bank Sheiros, V'Olo Bailam Shem Chova. Rabbi Shimon says, all Menachas are kosher. All Menachas are kosher. Even if it's Shalol Lishma. And they count for their owner. How could they count for their owner? Shem Menachas Domas L'Zvachim. Because Menachas are not like Zvachim. Why? Shakometz. Says Reb Shimon, wait a minute. I'm thinking l'shem a deep frying pan. But what do? I do not a deep frying pan. The maisa overrides the machshava. When it comes to a karban, the shchita, all the shchita is the same for all karbanas. So if you have a problematic thought, that can mess it up. because your maisa is not overriding your machshava. But by mincha, you're doing something different. Chareva l'shem balula, if I do a dry carbon mincha. Dry means like a carbon sota or a chote, without oil. L'shem balula, but I have in mind to put it with oil. Ma'aseh mochichan aleha l'shem chareva. I see there's no oil in there. So what difference does it make if I'm thinking about oil? Avo bezvachim ein okein. But by zvachim, it's not. Shchita achaz akulan. It's all shchita. Zrika achaz akulan. It's all zrika. Tosfos discusses. What do you mean? Some have one, some have four, but b'diavad we paskin one is enough. Remember we had back in Perek Beishamai. And well, it's different places, but either way, it's zrika. Kabbalah achaz lekulan. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, minachos even shalosh mother all kasher. Because the maisa overrides. Says the Gemara, honey, chaler Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to say, we're going to have a stira on the bottom of the Amud, Bez Hashem, between this Rabbi Shimon and another Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon one time says kasher, one time says pasal. So depending how you answer, that stira would affect whether you think our mission is against Rabbi Shimon or not. So honey, chaler Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, who's going to give the answer to the stira? De Amar, kan bekometz machvas l'shem marcheshes. Kan bekometz minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. If a Kohen does not think the word mincha, he thinks machvas l'shem marcheshes. Pan l'shem pan. That's kosher. That's why it's kasha, because you were just thinking about different types of pans. But kometz mincha, minchas machvas l'shem, minchas marcheshes, that's going to be pasul. So if you say that's the answer to the stira in Rabbi Shimon, which we didn't even get into yet, then you could say our mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Masisan mincha l'shem mincha hi. Our mishnah is where you thought of mincha l'shem mincha, and that's why our mishnah says pasul, and even Rabbi Shimon could agree to that. Ela l'rabba v'rabba, but according to the rabba and rabba, we'll give a different answer, Michael l'meimar. What are you going to say? Meaning, according to the rabba and rabba, then you're going to be stuck and have to say that Rabbi Shimon is against our mishnah. V'chi tema, and if you want to say kidaka mashani rabba, no, maybe it's not. Maybe as rabba answered the stira, kan b'shini kodesh, kan b'shini bailin, maybe the difference is the brisa that says kosher means shini kodesh. The Mishnah that says pasul shini bailim. Pasul meaning doesn't count for you, I should say. So that answer won't work, because hamasisan shini kodeshu. The Mishnah's befavorish is about shini kodesh, meaning change of carbon, not just change of owner. Diktani, because the Mishnah gives the example. Ketzal lishman v'shalol lishman, l'shem minchas choti, l'shem minchas edava. So, according to Rabba, you can't say Rabbi Shimon is like our Mishnah. V'inami, and if you want to say Rava, k'dekamashani Rava, like Rava's going to answer the stira. This is pretty unusual, because we're quoting three answers to a question that we didn't even ask yet. Okay, but the Gemara is going to ask it soon. But if you say Rava's answer to the stira, that we'll see. Kan bekometz mincha l'shum mincha, kan bekometz mincha l'shum zevach, if you do a mincha l'shem, a different type of mincha, that's kosher. That's the brisa. And if you do a mincha l'shem, a zevach, so that's puzzle. Maybe that's the answer, but that's not true, because our Mishnah give examples of mincha l'shem mincha. Ha masisa mincha l'shem mincha hi. Diktani, shalol l'shman v'lishman, l'shem mincha zadao, l'shem mincha zchote. So Ela the Gemara says, okay, l'rabba v'rabba, mechaverta masisin zlok Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabba and Rava, you're going to have to say the Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon. Only according to Rav Ashi, you're going to be able to say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. So now we get to what we've been waiting for. What's the stira that we have these three answers for? The Rami, the Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbi Shimon. So we ask a contradiction. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, the following. This is the second brisa. We had a brisa up above where Rabbi Shimon said that if I do a mincha l'shem, a different mincha, it's kosher and it counts for the owner. That's different than the following. Rabbi Shimon says, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Kodesh kadashem hi kachadas v'kashem. The pasuk says by carbon mincha. The Torah compares a mincha to a chatas and to an asham. How? Two different karbanas. Yesh mehen kachatas, v'yesh mehen kasham. For certain halachas, a mincha is like a chatas, and certain halachas is like an asham. Minchas chote, harei hi kachatas. A minchas chote is like a chatas. Lefichach, kamsha shalol lishma, psula kachatas. That a kamisa shalol lishma is possible like a chatas. Minchas nedava, harei hi kasham. It's like the other karbanas. Leficha kamsa shalol lishma k'sheiru k'asham. So sometimes mincha is like a chata, sometimes like an asham. But you see, beferish, a minchas chote is pasul. Ma asham kasham ena maratze. But if it's a nedava, then it's kasham and not maratze like an asham. Af minchas nedava k'sheiru ena maratze. So that's that we have a stira in brises. The top brisa says Rabbi Shimon holds shalol lishma. It counts for the owner. And here he says shalol lishma by a chata. It's pasul. So, three different answers, but the first one is right here. So, Amar Rabba lo kasha, kan b'shini kodesh, kan b'shini bailim, shini kodesh. that the first brisa that it is kosher. Shini Bailim, that's where it doesn't count for the owner. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said 1 second. Michdi. Machshava the Pazar Rachmana. Hekeshihi. Mali Shini Kodesh. Mali Shini Bailim. We compare all problematic machshavos. Right? So what's the difference? So Amalei. That's exactly what Rabbi Shimon said. Maaseha Mochichin. To come Rabbi Shimon. Svarahi. Remember, what was Rabbi Shimon's svar? Why it should be kosher? If the action overrides the machshava. To Rabbi Shimon, Darish Taima Dekra. We connect this to the Shas topic of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Yechai always says Darshan's Taima Dekra, as we know from Beseches Ba'Metzia. So, the Taima Dekra is that if you change the carbon, but if the action that you did does not change the carbon, then it doesn't make sense that the carbon should be different. So, Machshava de lo minkar pasol rachmana, Machshava de minkara lo pasol rachmana. A Machshava, where there is no action that overrides to make it kosher, so that makes a pasol. But a machshava, demikra, it's clear what the carbon you're doing. Because of what you did, not what you thought. So that's not going to ruin it. That is the svara for Rabbi Shimon. So again, the maisa of the specific carbon overrules the machshava. But shini bailim is the same maisa. That's why it's possible. Shini bailim is going to be worse than shinui kodesh according to this svar. Right, Maisim versus Machshavas come up often as well. Maybe just mention one or two fascinating cases. There's a case in the Mishpatei HaTorah, Mishpatei HaTorah and Baba Kama. It's Allah Chalamaisa, contemporary Sefer. Following case, Reuven was going out with Leah, and then Leah's had enough of Reuven, right? And she says, I don't want to go out with you anymore. Okay, fine. Reuven gets really upset, and he says, I want to get Leah back. And he also has a friend, Shimon, who he's not so happy with. So you know what he does? He tries to set up Shimon with Leah. The only catch is he does not tell Leah that he's setting Shimon up with him. And he just says to Shimon, "Yo, Shimon, I call Leah. She wants to go out with you. Go over on such a night. And she'll be ready for you." It's like, great. Amazing. Shimon comes to the door. And he says, "Yeah, I'm ready to go out." And Leah's father answers and realizes something's going on. His daughter's not going out tonight. She doesn't have a date. And who is this? But he realizes somebody must be playing a practical joke on this boy. So he has Rachmanis. He brings him into the house. And he starts talking to him, and lo and behold, they hit it off, and they enjoy each other's company. And he does go out with the daughter, and they eventually get engaged. And now Reuven says, "Hey, what about Shadchanis?" Oh, come on. But what do you mean, Machshava versus Maisa? La Maisa, my actions set up. Obviously, our instinct would be, come on, you can't do that. You can't say that. But either way, the Maisa, I did the mitzvah. But Mishpatei HaTorah here goes through many different reasons. Shadchanis is only when you're out for the good. You try to help them out. You try to set them up, not just as a practical joke. Only where you expect to get something in return. If you didn't expect to get something in return, for many different reasons, there is no chiyuv. One example. Another example we mentioned years ago. In the Chashuk Echemed on Psachim, the following case. Rachman al-Islan. Somebody steals a car, a guy steals a car, and all of a sudden, after about 15 minutes of driving, he realizes that there's a baby in the back seat. And it was a very hot day, and something might have happened to the baby, you know, if he didn't steal the car. He drives straight to the hospital, and they're able to get the baby, and the baby's okay. But he broke the window to get into the car, to steal the car. Does he have to pay for the window? But he saved the baby, but he stole the car. So again, Maisa, Machshava, what plays a role? So that's this, the Yesh Ladun, says the Chashuk Echemed, Im Hochen Achar Kavanas HaAdam, O Maisav. Hinei, what's the first thing he quotes? Mevuar, B'Maseches Menachos. Right, he starts talking about Maseches Menachos, different Gemaras in Maseches Menachos. La Maisa, he talks about the case that some of the poskim talk about. What if a Kohen is Mefagel a carbon? Right, he messes up the carbon, and he's mazik. But what happens if he was mefagel the carbon Pesach of someone who still had chametz in their house? So the person would have violated the isser of the sishchal chametz dam zivchi. There's an isser daraisa to have a carbon shadav while you have chametz in your house. So by my being mazik the carbon in your carbon Pesach is pasul, you ended up not doing the avera. Okay, all these are exciting different types of cases where you go by the machshava, you go by the maisa. But either way, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita right here. Rabbi Shimon says the maisa overrides the machshava, and therefore. And therefore we go by the Amai. So we'll have to stop here because we just mentioned the Susyog Torah and the Meiri. And but Be'ez Hashem, we will continue Be'ez Hashem as we just had Aschala in Meseches Menachos. Okay, we'll stop here.